a right by Watt, an uppercut. He's on that. He's going great against us. Good accelerate. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course, soon to be joined by my co-host, the all-star, Zach Attack Young. But let me tell you, we're talking sports the next couple of hours, a little smack as well. Our toll-free phone lines are 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk about the Masters, the Masters Golf Tournament. Last thing to talk about, the NBA, of course. Wow. 59 points for a Portland Trailblazer. They haven't any news in Portland about basketball since Bill Walton played there back in the 70s. Straight up, Baltimore basketball not too hot in Portland. But, Zach Attack Young, I got to ask you, man. I got to ask you this. Did you really wager on Gonzaga to beat South Carolina and lose a bet that involves sexual favors?
Wait. Who told you that?
Well.
Rather than saying no comment and on advice for my cancel, I'd like to exercise my Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Okay, Zach, I respect that, but was it a guy? I mean, girls don't bet on basketball, do they?
No, it wasn't a guy.
More on that later. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the annual Outdoor Power Sale at Ace, our biggest outdoor power sale of the season. Save big on mowers, blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more from the best brands like Craftsman and Toro, all under one roof. And as always, the help is free. Hurry into your local Ace now for huge savings during our biggest outdoor power sale of the year. Offers valid on select products through April 17th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Let's get to the news. President Trump today met with the president of China at his Mar-a-Lago resort, and things got off to an awkward start when Trump said, "I thought you were really funny in the Hangover movies." That's right. President Trump today met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Trump asked him how to pronounce the name and then said, "No, I meant the name of your country. Is it China? Because I'm getting a lot of mixed signals on that." During President Trump's meeting today with the president of China, they discussed everything from North Korea and South Korea to, at Trump's behest, East and West Korea. They often get overlooked. According to a new report, New York has a higher tax burden than any other state, but she's still refusing to move. Tough it out. They got the money. Tough it out. Today was National Tell a Lie Day, which is a very cool and fun thing. They was running out. I had to get my name in. Skincare brand Nivea apologized this week for an ad created to promote their Invisible for Black and White deodorant with the slogan "White is purity." But I don't think their new slogan is any better. Nivea, please. A New Jersey man recently admitted to, this is a very smart joke. This is a joke for intellectuals, so if you don't get this joke, don't beat yourself up. A New Jersey man recently, I'm just saying it now. I want to prepare you for the fact that it'll probably go over your head. It's a joke for intellectuals. A New Jersey man recently admitted to stealing $20,000 worth of ginger ale from a grocery store. He said he wasn't planning on stealing so much. He just got swept up in it. You're faking it. You don't get it. A new study found that plastic surgeons make an average of $354,000 per year. "I am shocked," said one woman's face, but not her mouth. I paid a lot for plastic surgery and then just let that haircut go. A so-called Museum of Failure is opening in Sweden this June. Though if you can't wait that long, check out the pop-up exhibit in Washington. A young girl was recently discovered living with a group of monkeys in a forest in India and reportedly eats and behaves like an animal. When they found her, her first words were, "Can you believe that Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial?"
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah. What is it? Sports Day, April 9, 2017. Looks like Derek Jeter's going to get himself part of a pro Major League Baseball team, folks. Seriously. The ex, of course, former Yankee great, the iconic star. Well, guess what? The Steinbrenners have blessed him, and I figure he's going to get the team that'll probably be, you know, the next expansion team. Seriously, look at that. Derek Jeter to grab the next expansion team as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Well, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, this freak fight, what you're talking about, it's not a freak fight anymore. It's going to happen. He's going to make millions of dollars, if not billions of bucks. I'm telling you, man. If you think Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, that's going to be small compared to this one. And that one made almost $1 billion. Wow. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather combining to make over $1 billion. Think about that. The two personalities, both those guys drawing in it. I mean, people wanting to see Conor McGregor just destroy Mayweather because people hate Floyd Mayweather. I despise Floyd Mayweather, and I like him sometimes. You know, once in a while when I talk. Anyway, Floyd's a turd. Hopefully he'll get flushed by Conor McGregor. That would be a big statement for the world of mixed martial arts. No doubt about that. Well, NBA player Tony Allen, he's, you know, 2005, what, he was picked number four in 2004, I take it back, made five NBA offense, all defensive teams, and he had an NBA ring as well. Anyway, he was complaining about LeVar Bell's father. Come on, why is everybody knocking this guy's father? I just don't get it. Why are they knocking his father? I mean, let him do his thing. LeVar Bell is going to make a lot of money. There's just no doubt about it, and he probably deserves to get all the money he's going to get, because guess what? If you can put butts in the seats, and you get people to turn on televisions, you deserve to get paid. And I think that young man's going to be able to do that. So pay him whatever he's worth. And guess what? As far as Mr. Allen was concerned, of course, he was drafted number 25 back in 2004. Hey, his mom did a great job. No doubt about that. Interesting. Remember Sonny? Tammy Sitch, the former WWE champion. I mean, she was a doll at one point in time. Now she's a junkie. And she's trying to get her act together, of course, as far as rehab's concerned. Of course, the WWE, I'll say this, they're putting 10 grand a month out to put her through rehab. And I think that's great. I mean, Vince McMahon, I assault you all the time verbally. I mean, I go after you as much as I can because I think you ruin professional wrestling. In fact, you turn professional wrestling into sports entertainment. That's not what it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be professional wrestling. Anyway, you spooning out the money for these guys. Like, you know, I know that you helped Scott Hall a lot, but helping Sonny right here, I think is really, really cool. And 10 grand a month. Listen, she's been in rehab time and time again. So if she doesn't make it, she doesn't make it. But the bottom line is, the WWE threw up the money, and they put her into this rehab, and it's down to 30 grand, I think, is what they're going to spend there for 3 months. Dominic Cruz, guess what? Remember the former UFC bantamweight champion? He says it's a secret mission right now. The United States is going to take over the Middle East. Who is this guy? Is he crazy? He's trying to say that, yeah, he said this on Fox Sports 1 the other night. He said, yeah, no doubt about it. The military is going to take over the entire Middle East. Is he in tight with Donald Trump or something like that? Hey, did you hear all the heat? Did you hear all the heat about Pearl Gonzalez? Of course, didn't mean all that much, but she had breast implants. She was a UFC fighter, of course, on that card tonight, UFC 210. Of course, Daniel Cormier retaining the light heavyweight championship by stopping Anthony Rumble Johnson, as he did the first time around. But the UFC Athletic Commission, they had to clear this girl to fight because she has breast implants. I don't know why she. I don't know why. I mean, her breasts would look okay, but what I'm trying to say is, why they didn't have to clear any of the boxers when they had implants, and there were a few of them that had boxers, and you know, they weren't clearing those. I mean, they weren't saying anything. But this girl, good-looking girl, may she didn't do too well tonight, anyway. But the bottom line is, her breasts are looking pretty damn good. Guess who got sentenced on a pellet gun attack? You remember Kelly Pavlik? He was a world middleweight champion until I exposed him for being the drunk that he was when I aired that videotape of him falling off that stand-up comedy stage in Youngstown, Ohio about 7-8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, when he fell off the stage 3 or 4 times and he denied it. Then he put both of his fists through a window. How could you put both your fists through a window and he had like 40 stitches on one hand and like, or 38 stitches on the other? How can you do that unless you're some type of idiot? Okay, a major idiot, or an alcoholic. And there's no doubt about it, he was an alcoholic. Of course, he was sentenced in his pellet gun attack. You know what? He deserves to go to jail. This is no doubt about it. This happened back in 2011, but I'm telling you, he's a real piece of crap. To know about Kelly Pavlik, of course, of Youngstown, Ohio. The 49ers, Trey Mann Brock, of course, was arrested for domestic violence. Interesting. He pled not guilty. Felony domestic violence, of course, near San Francisco. Got physical with a girl he was dating. Santa Clara police said they responded to a report of domestic violence Thursday night. And when they arrived, the cops said they made contact with a woman who had visible injuries. Not good. Not in the NFL, baby. You lump up a woman today in the NFL? If you don't go to jail, you get thrown out of the NFL. Ask Ray Rice. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. This is What Is Hip. Sunday, April 9th, 2017. Open phone lines around the world, but we're not going to talk on the phone lines tonight. Let's do the text line. That's a lot even better. We can get back and forth on the text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1-800-919-1633. In case you didn't know, we're live from San Francisco on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203, the American Forces Network. Wow, I can keep going, but the bottom line is I don't have enough time. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live from Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Randy, Taco Man Radio takes over the airwaves, of course, 25 minutes past the hour, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Of course, my name is Johnny Taco on the line from the City of Angels, of course. Live broadcasting live from some nudie bar. He won't tell me which one it is, but the bottom line is he's got hot chicks around him. Talk about Zach Attack Young. Zach, how's life treating you, buddy?
Miss, put those away. It's treating me quite well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, listen, before we went to the break there, before we hit the NCAA score, which is sort of prevalent as far as the conversation we were having earlier. Now, you lost this bet for sexual favors on the betting on Gonzaga. Is it true?
Well, you know.
All right. It wasn't a guy, was it?
Well, no, it wasn't a guy.
Okay. Well, let me expand on that.
I'll put it this way, Taco Man. If I have any difficulty tonight, I can attribute it to a severely sprained tongue.
Oh, okay, Mr. Shiny Face. Is there anything we can learn from this, Zachary? Is there anything to be learned?
Two things. One, never bet more than you can afford. And two, limit your bets to cash and not ass.
Oh, the sports byline text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You didn't think I put my man's dirty laundry out there on the air, but the bottom line is when you lose a bet like that and your girlfriend calls me on the phone, I got to let the world know. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse, I suppose.
Yeah, it could have been your boyfriend calling.
Yeah, that would probably be a little harder to do the show, I would think.
Okay, let's talk about the NCAA game. This was the big game. The ratings were through the roof. I mean, everybody on Monday night was circled around the television, no matter where you were in the United States. And it's like, you know, Charles Jay went into it in detail, but it's like the number one sporting event in the country just about, because there's so many different teams involved and so many millions of people watching.
That is true. In March, I mean, it's called March Madness for a reason, and anything can happen. I think North Carolina was one of the favorites going in, but you saw a lot of teams emerge, like Oregon emerged, and they really went down to the wire with North Carolina. And Gonzaga, they went down to the wire too, so it was definitely an interesting tournament this year. The Final Four, all three of them were teams that barely ever are even in the conversation.
That's what I brought up, but Gonzaga was in the conversation all year long. In fact, they were in the conversation a bit last year. How does Gonzaga, not a UCLA type of name, how do they get all this talent?
Well, a lot of their talent does come from the LA area. You know, a lot of these Washington and Oregon athletes, that's where they get a lot of their talent. So that kind of, you know, that kind of answers it right there.
Anybody coming out of the NCAA tourney that you think is going to make an instant impact in the NBA, like a superstar?
I still think Lonzo Ball will. I know a lot of people are kind of down on Lonzo Ball because he didn't have a great game at the end of the tournament. But I don't know. He broke Jason records. He broke Jason Kidd's record for assists by a point guard in the Pac-12. So That guy right now, Jason Kidd, has the second most assists all time in the NBA. So, I don't know. I look at that, and I think that he could make an impact right away.
Speaking of impact, LeBron James looks like he's a, not a cinch, but he looks like he's a pretty good bet to win the MVP this year.
LeBron James? I mean, he's in the conversation, but I think Russell Westbrook, with the stuff he's been doing lately, he just became the first player since 1962 to average a triple-double for a whole year. So I personally would pick him. I don't know what the league is going to do, because I know he's not like one of their favorite guys.
Well, exactly. You know, Mr. Westbrook, of course, said he could break assist records if he wanted to. What does that mean? He's a ball hog?
No, he's not saying that. They try to accuse him of chasing stats, like chasing assists, which I think is really silly, because it's not like an assist is a bad thing to try to get to set up a teammate to score. But he gets a lot of criticism that doesn't seem quite warranted. Like, he's a point guard who's averaging over 10 rebounds, and people look at that and they're like, oh, well, he's not playing defense. He's just running back to get the rebound. It's like he can't do right in some people's eyes, it seems like.
Well, you know, he's plus he has an attitude, huh? I mean, which sort of makes him cool, I think.
He does have an attitude. He reminds me a lot of Kobe Bryant. You know, he has like that type of edge to him where it's like he's just a fierce.
Does he sexually assault hotel maids?
I mean, there's never been anything like that from Westbrook. As far as we know, he's just like a happily married man, you know?
Wait, Zach Attack just convicted Kobe Bryant on the air. Go on, Zach.
No, I always felt like Kobe didn't like sexually assault the woman, but he did cheat on his wife. So either way, I mean, it's not a good look.
Okay. You can't, you know what? You know what's funny? When I was a cop, some of the best witnesses I ever ran into were prostitutes, okay? And you would not believe it how defense attorneys would try to question their eyesight because they were a prostitute. Not because they wore glasses, not because they were blind, not because they had vision issues, but because they hooked. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. Maybe they were thinking that, like, you know, the what you'd say, the money shot might have blinded them. I don't know.
That's a good one. Okay, let's talk about Damian Lillard tonight. 59 points for the Portland Trailblazers. I mean, nobody scored any points in Portland in a long time. In fact, I was in Portland about 2-3 years ago, and I couldn't score in Portland. I was there a day and a half.
Well, I guess you know Damian Lillard, huh?
Exactly, but 59 points, not bad for a guy from the Trailblazers. You know, I mean...
And a guy from Oakland.
Yeah, I know, but that part of the country really could use a spark. You know what I mean? It really could, as far as sports are concerned. I think that would be, if the Portland Trailblazers were to come back, that horrible market with like the number 90 market in the country or something like that, if they were to come back and do something significant, maybe catch an NBA title, I think it would be sort of like Cinderella's team. Anyway, speaking of the NBA, let's talk about these scores tonight. The Nets were winners over the Bulls, 107-106 at home. Boston, 121. Over Charlotte, 114, 127 for Indiana. Orlando came up short, scoring 112 points. Miami, 106. Washington, 103. Milwaukee came up 2 points short to Philadelphia, 82-80. And the Clippers, my man, the Clippers, Donald Sterling's former team. In fact, Zach Attack's stepfather's former team, the LA Clippers, winners tonight, 98-87 over San Antonio. What's happening with San Antonio, Zach?
San Antonio, I think they're just resting players at the end of the year. And I'm kind of mad because right now the Lakers are getting out-tanked. You know, it seems like they're trying to tank and they can't even win at tanking. Like, how bad of a year is that?
Oh, man, come on. You were talking so good. So Luke Walton doesn't get a passing grade for this year?
No, I think he did all he can do. But, you know, they've had a lot of injuries and they just have a young team. And they improved since last year. You know, so there's always that. But at the end of the day, it's like, if you're not going to make it to the playoffs, I mean, you should probably try to preserve your draft pick. And if they don't get in the top three, then their draft pick goes to Philadelphia this year.
You know, Zach, they, I'll say, how can I put this? You know, to live up to the legend of being a Los Angeles Laker, as far as, it's a tough thing. I understand it. It's tough, especially, you know, and they've won a few years now losing and not winning a title. When's the last time they had a title with Kobe? Like 10 years ago, 8 years ago?
2010. So, yeah, we're looking at like 7, almost 8 now.
Yeah, you know, and Kobe's gone. And basically the team is in they're rebuilding the team. That would suffice to say they're rebuilding team, right?
Right. You know, they kind of – the team, the roster that they have right now kind of reminds me of like a young version of the Warriors, you know? Like, you got D'Angelo Russell. He's not exactly Steph Curry, but he's a point guard that can shoot and has, like, the court vision. And then you got Brandon Ingram, who a lot of people have compared to Kevin Durant, you know. So they have some good pieces in place.
Speaking of Kevin Durant, he came back tonight and he scored 19 points.
Not bad. I think that it's good for them to get him back in the lineup before the playoffs so they can adjust a little, even though I think that they'll be fine. I still think that that's good that they were able to get him back, although Steph Curry sat out this game.
123-101, of course, the Warriors over the Pelicans. The Warriors still looking like God's team?
I mean, they're a little shaky, but I think that the last couple weeks they've done really well, and they I think this is their 11th win in a row. So that, I mean, that's definitely a good sign.
I think Mike's on the line for Virginia, I believe. What's happening, Mike? Is it Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I tell you what, Cleveland's look like they're having a tough time. Boston's looking interesting. I'm an East Coast guy, but San Antonio, tell the truth, they may have a chance against Golden State.
Which okay, so well, is that what it boils down to? Either San Antonio or Cleveland can beat Golden State, but nobody else can?
I think the Rockets, I thought.
That's probably true, but, you know, heck yeah.
Well, yeah. Enough, so, hey, so did you have your money on Gonzaga like Zach?
Well, tell you the truth, Gonzaga, you know, I didn't know they were as good as they were, but you know what? North Carolina proved that they were luckier than everybody. But Gonzaga looked like the best college team I've seen in the first half of the championship. We don't get a lot of Gonzaga ball out here on the East Coast because I don't have all that expensive your stuff. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, Golden State – you know, sure, they look like the big dog, but San Antonio, you know, still could compete with them. And I'm just going to see how far Boston can go against Cleveland, Toronto, I don't know. But what's your opinion on the MVP? Who do you got? Well, there's only one guy.
I'm going with Westbrook. We thank you so much for the call. That's right, Westbrook. I expect Kevin Westbrook to win the MVP this year. Zach Attack Young predicted it right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Zach Attack and I come back with combat sports after this on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
40 minutes past the hour. This is the Taco Man radio show live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, in the Sports Byline Studios. Zach Attack Young. Tell our listeners who Vasyl Lomachenko is.
Well, he's a two-time gold medalist from the Ukraine who is now one of the top professional boxers in the world. And as an amateur, he compiled a record of 396-1, and he avenged the one loss.
396-1?
Yeah, that's his reported amateur record.
It is his record. That's what's just amazing, of course. And the only fight he lost as a pro was to Orlando Salido, and that's when the Mexican mugger from Tijuana basically came into a fight like 150 pounds, didn't he? I mean, he weighed in, I think, like at 133 for a 126-pound title fight, and he said Lomachenko agreed to fight him in an overweight match. And I think the overweight was, when Salido stepped in the ring, he was close to 150.
Yeah, and you know what? In that fight, I still thought that Lomachenko did enough to win on the cards. Like I know you can't always go off the punch stats, but he actually did land more punches in the fight. So even then, you know, it's kind of, even with all the dirty stuff he did, which was a lot of low blows, he should have had at least a point taken for that. I still thought Lomachenko did enough to win.
Okay, so Lomachenko is the winner tonight in decisive fashion over a guy named Jason Sosa. He's got he's got 10 fights now. Is he really one of the better fighters pound for pound in boxing?
I think so. I mean, a lot of people are putting him at number one. I think it's too early to do that. I would still put someone like Terrence Crawford above him, you know, people like that. And, I mean, Roman Gonzalez lost, so he's probably inching closer to that spot, if he hasn't overtaken Roman Gonzalez. Gennady Golovkin didn't look incredible against Jacobs, so we're starting to get to where it's like Lomachenko might be able to surpass him in the pound for pound. But I can't put him at number one just because even though he's fought great opposition, he does have so few fights.
Okay, do you know what I call the guy that beat the guy that beat Roman Gonzalez, the Thai guy?
Yeah, it's his last name is Rung Vasai. So I learned his last name. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce the first name.
He's a bad dude, man. I mean, come on. It was like you could hit him in the nose with a hammer. He wasn't going away that night.
No, he showed it was kind of like watching a Thai version of Margarito or something, but you know, obviously, hopefully without the wraps. So that was a pretty impressive display.
Speaking of impressive, how about this WBO cruiserweight champion, Alek Usyk? Of course, some people think he's the best fighter in all of Europe. He won unanimous decision tonight over Mike Hunter of Las Vegas. Is he really that good at cruiserweight?
I wasn't that blown away tonight. I thought he actually gave up the first five rounds. And then he came on, and to his credit, I mean, he scored a knockdown in the last round. And really, the referee could have waved the fight off in the last round because he had that guy hurt, and he landed a lot of unanswered punches. But at the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, it was only his 11th fight, so he could improve. But I wasn't, terribly impressed by his performance.
Interesting. Of course, Lomachenko winning tonight, dominating. Of course, still the WBO 130-pound champion. And he's got the frame to move up to 135, maybe a 140.
Yeah, he won a gold medal at 135 in the Olympics. So I think he does have the frame, you know.
That's pretty scary. That is pretty scary. Also, winner tonight, Terry Flanagan retained the WBO 135-pound title. He's now 33-0 with 13 KOs with a 12-round unanimous win across the pond. Now we switch gears. We talk about the world of mixed martial arts. UFC 210 going down. Zach Attack, that main event, it went back and forth a little bit early on. And I thought, that with the broken nose that Daniel Cormier sustained, that Rumble Johnson was on his way to winning the light heavyweight championship, but it didn't happen, did it?
No, it didn't. He tried to wrestle with a wrestler. And, that's always been Rumble Johnson's, weakness. And I guess he tried to shore that up, but the game plan was just not good tonight. And he ended up retiring after the fight. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, isn't Cormier a four-time U.S. amateur wrestling champion?
Yeah, he's not a guy that you want to wrestle with. I mean, unless you're John Jones, that's probably the only guy that can wrestle with Cormier.
Isn't he Cain Velasquez's wrestling coach?
Yeah, and
I mean, that's what kind of wrestler he is, man. That's how good he is. There's no doubt about that. Now
he's a heavyweight. He was a former heavyweight, so there's always that to throw in.
Yeah, he fought through that broken nose tonight as well. Anthony Rumble Johnson retiring, of course, after being stopped by the second time in two fights by Daniel Cormier. And I thought that, like Zach said, you don't hook with a hooker and you don't wrestle with a wrestler. Now, the co-feature, Chris Weidman, and let's just talk about Chris Weidman before we go any further. Chris Weidman 2 years ago was on top of the world. He was a world middleweight champion. He enters a fight with Luke Rockhold, a guy that nobody thinks got a shot. And Luke Rockhold beats him. What's happened to him since then? He's lost 1, 2, and tonight against Musasi, Gregor Musasi, he loses his third fight. Talk to me about that.
It's not looking good for him, you know? I mean, I don't know what he needs to do. A lot of people have suggested he should go down in weight, and I don't know if he can. I mean, that's a pretty big cut. That's like 15 pounds. And, you know, we always talk about fighters moving down in weight once they get older. It usually doesn't end well. So I think he's kind of stuck at middleweight, and he definitely shouldn't go up to light heavyweight.
Well, Zach, how did his body look to you tonight? It didn't look like the Chris Weidman of old physically, did he? He sort of looked like he looked like his body looked old. And you looked at his face afterwards. His face was swollen, and it wasn't swollen really from punches. It was sort of like swollen from being old. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it could be here. Matt Serra is one of his coaches, and I don't know if you've seen Matt Serra lately, but he looks like he's on like an all-pasta diet. So maybe that played some type of role. I don't know. I mean, he's from New York. They got a lot of fattening food there.
Okay, so let's talk about the rest of the UFC card. What impressed you on tonight's card, and would you have paid the $75 to watch it on pay-per-view? I mean, yeah, would you?
No, I don't think that it was a great card. The females actually impressed me more than the males on this card. I don't know. What did you think of that?
Well, talk to me about it. Tell us why the females impressed you. Why? They always give it their all.
Yeah, you know, I just felt like the matchups were more competitive, you know? In a lot of the fights with the men, it just seemed like it was kind of like, it was kind of just, you already kind of knew what the result was going to be. But when Calvillo beat Gonzalez, I don't know, it was kind of back and forth in that fight, and it was a competitive match.
Okay, so when you look at the current situation at light heavyweight, I guess John Jones looms in the background, right?
Yeah, John Jones, and I mean, we don't know what John Jones we're going to get, but if he's anywhere near what he was, he should still be one of the top fighters.
Okay. Who was the girl they made a big deal about having the breast implants I mentioned earlier, and of course that fought tonight? Who was that?
That was Pearl Gonzalez, I believe. So I mean, apparently the implants didn't help too much. She was on the losing end of that match.
Why would they make a big stink about it? They've never made a big stink about it before. Well, you know, I don't think that's cool. I really don't. I think what a woman does as far as plastic surgeries, that doesn't involve fighting.
Right. It's not like they're allowed to punch there. I could see if it was like something you could attack. Like, yeah, you can't put like I can't decide I'm going to get thigh implants to protect my thigh. You know, I could see that, but it's an area you're not even supposed to attack.
Speaking of China, not Trump's China. China, the late professional wrestler, her implant popped during a match.
That doesn't sound like it would be the best feeling in the world.
No, it doesn't. So we write off Weidman. Do we say that he's done? Stick a fork in him?
I mean, I think so. You know, it almost sounds early, but when you think about it, the last three losses have really not been the greatest looks that you're going to see.
You know, with the exception of the Anderson Silva fights, he took punishment in each of those wins, in every other win.
He did. I mean, against Machida, yeah. He did. You know, he took a lot of punishment against Romero, which was a loss. He took a lot against Rockhold, another loss. But even, you know, aside from like Mark Munoz, I think he took a lot of punishment even in the win. And even, you know, the Anderson Silva fights, he did take punishment at least in the second fight, you know? Like he was taking some punishment in that fight before he was able to counter that.
Okay, the girl that licked Pearl Gonzalez in her breast implants was Cynthia Carvello, defeated her in the third round of submission rear naked choke. Who shined on this card? Who really shined? I mean, I looked at it and it was like a ho-hum type of thing. I think if Musasi would have been allowed to finish Weidman, I think he would have shined in that one. I thought the controversial ending there sort of took away from the victory.
Yeah, it did a bit, but I felt like it was sort of inevitable. A lot of people are upset. Maybe they were Weidman fans. I don't know. But I thought that Musasi was coming on in that fight, and it didn't seem like it was going to go much longer than it did.
Zach, this is a yes or a no question. Okay, it's an opinion question. Did Chris Weidman sound punch drunk to you tonight?
Yes, he did. And like you said, he had the appearance of like, he just looked older, you know?
He looks stupefied. Is that the word?
I think so. I think he was
You know, I mean, I don't want to make fun of people that have mental issues, but it looks like he was having some issues there in the ring, and I think that's the residual effects of fighting. I think right then and there, and, you know, if he's showing these signs now and his career is still going on, imagine what he's going to be like in a decade.
Yeah, that's not good, and that probably does come from the punishment he's taking.
Okay. Speaking of punishment, Khabib has been punishing everybody at 155, and I looked at his ear, his right ear. His ear is almost as nasty as Randy Couture's right ear, and they look horrible from being cauliflowered. Is Khabib he going to make this thing at 155? Is it 170? What's happening with that guy?
Khabib, I mean, he really struggled to cut to 155. He might just have to go up to 170. And, you know, I said it before, and a lot of people were mad at McGregor and said he was ducking Khabib. I don't think that he was. I think that he knew that the guy's unreliable when it comes to actually making it to the fight date. And McGregor's tired of that. He's had too many opponents pull out. You know, Jose Aldo pulled out a couple times. Rafael Dos Anjos pulled out. So I think he was just tired of it. And Khabib doesn't fight often enough to really deserve a title shot.
Okay, now you brought up the name Conor McGregor. He's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. I'm telling you, because Dana's getting a big cut out of this. The company's getting a big cut. They're all gung-ho about it. It's going to be some type of co-promotion?
Yeah, it is. It looks like it's going to be a co-promotion, and it might even be a hybrid card where they're going
to
have...
That's what I mean, a hybrid card. Talk to me about that.
Well, I've heard... I mean, David Hay has commented and said that... Jimmy Manua, he's been offered a fight with Jimmy Manua, the UFC fighter. So that'd be interesting. We've heard a couple other. We heard they're trying to get Nick Diaz on the card. So I don't know if any of that's true. I think at least some of it is. And if it is, I think that could actually be a big card for both sports. A lot of people have said that this is a circus fight, and it is to a degree. But at the same time, it does bring a lot of attention to both sports.
Jimmy Manua, the best left hook in MMA.
Right now, I would definitely say so. I mean, he's been getting some results with that left hook.
How come he telegraphs it and still knocks people dead? You know it's coming and you still get knocked dead. Like Pino Cuevas when he was fighting back in the day before he lost to Tommy Ernst. How do these left hook guys just do that?
I think a lot of it is in MMA. Their gloves are lower. So, you know, they have their gloves lower to prevent takedowns. So it's kind of, in a way, it's easier to land punches, looping punches like that, because they got to bring their hands up high. You know, there's like a greater distance they got to cover.
Vladimir Klitschko and Anthony Joshua are going to clash, I think, on the 29th of this month, of course, for a portion of the heavyweight title. Of course, Klitschko trying to come back after that Tyson Fury loss. I like Joshua big, but then I started looking at some tapes of Joshua. He's got two left feet. He's really clumsy.
I'm telling you, man, I'm not sold on Joshua. He hasn't fought anyone yet, you know? And for all I know, he could shut me up and he could end up just having an amazing performance. But Klitschko has like three times the fights that this guy has.
Good point. Good point. That is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. You can follow them on their website, WBO Boxing, or check them out on Facebook. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry. I am not like you guys.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Saturday night's all right for fighting. We just wrapped up our fight report brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, this is Taco Man Radio live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, 58 minutes past the hour. Hour number one. Hour number two, we'll delve into the world of Oakland sports with Ricky Ricardo. That's right, Ricky Ricardo. No, not the Lucy Ball Ricky Ricardo, the Lucy Show. No, the real Ricky Ricardo. He'll be here in hour number two. Now, Zach Attack, you got 6 minutes to rest or an hour number for hour number two. What are you going to do?
I mean, I don't even know. I'm beside myself right now.
Good enough. Yeah, it was a
rest,
good
I think I'll rest my mouth a bit.
Oh, Zach, you got to be kidding. The text line. Hit us up on the text line. As hot as happened, I'll get to about four or five texts after the news. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And Conor McGregor and Floyd Lillard, they're going to fight real quick, Zach. Who wins?
I lean towards Floyd, but, I mean, Conor's just unpredictable.
Conor's going to step on his foot and knock him out.
That's the unpredictability I'm talking about.
He hits hard.
I mean, he's probably one of the hardest hitting fighters today, you know, especially pound for pound.
And Mayweather doesn't catch all that well, I don't think, no matter, regardless of the fact he's 49-0. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Johnny Taco, the executive producer of the great Scott Cuddy, who came back from vacation. Welcome him back. Stay tuned for hour number two, live on Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man.